Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rangdev.
Radha Rani ki sakki. Rangadevi Sakhi and how different, how all the Sakhis are always absorbed in serving Radhishyam in many different ways. Their whole theme and their whole existence is to just serve Radharani and Krishna. So beginning Baba said that Rangadevi's father Sarang Gopa and mother Karuna both were not having children for a long time. Then when they were so sad, then Radhe. So they were so sad. Then someone informed them to make a kund here nearby. So when they made kund, they got Shivling. And that Shivling is named as Rangeshwar Mahadev. And Sarang Gopa every day used to offer water and pray to Shivji. Then Shiv Parvati Yugal appeared in front of Sarang Gopa and his wife Karuna and blessed them that you will get two girls who are Sakhis of Radharani. And Rangadevi Sakhi is elder one and she is nothing but the Kanti of Radharani. Yeah. So then Baba said about how all the Sakhis are absorbed in serving Radharani and Krishna. So Sakhis are actually serving, some are dancing in front of Radharani and Krishna, some are playing musical instruments, some are feeding them like Sudevi and Champakalaka, they are feeding them. And Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi, they are doing different services, all are doing different services. So as they are doing different services, then they were absorbed in each other's beautiful association, both of them, Radharani and Shyamsundar. So to show their beautiful bliss, one of the Sakhi brought a mirror and showed to Radharani and Shyamsundar, and both were actually absorbed in relishing the beauty of each other. And that time they were actually drinking the nectar drink also. So Sakhis were thinking, now what service we are doing? They are thinking themselves, so we have to do some service. So then what happened? Sakhis danced in such a way, and some of the Sakhis played musical instruments in such a way that Radharani and Shyamsundar were about to laugh and they laughed also. So the drink actually fell off from their mouth. Then immediately from the veil they cleaned and said, you don't know how to eat, we will make you eat. So each Sakhi gave little to Radharani and Shyamsundar, and they thought, okay, now we are doing some service to them. So like that they fed them. After they fed them, they thought that, okay, now what service you will do? So they brought different flowers from many places, and all the flowers they made on the pathway, and they are making them walking. Some are holding umbrella, some are, you know, nicely fanning them with chamar. Some are giving tambul, some are giving jal seva. So they are walking by. And the forest is so beautiful that the fountains are arranged in such a way that they are looking like mogra and rose, like that. The fountains are looking like that. So Radharani and Shyamsundar said, what a beautiful mogra. And they touched it and they felt it is a fountain. Said, you are absorbed in somewhere else, you are not able to recognize this fountain or this is flower. So they made fun like that, and they took them to the bank of Yamuna. And as soon as Radharani reached there, Sakhi said something happened to Radharani, and Sakhi said something happened to her feet. So Radha, Sakhi said, okay, leave that. Then Radharani said, I only know one thing. I only accept. I don't reject anything. You learn two schools, two classes. You accept and you reject. But I learn only one class. I only accept. I don't reject anything. That is Radharani's bhav. Karunamayi Radharani. So in Yamuna, as soon as Radha Shyamsundar came to the bank of Yamuna, Yamuna has lot of lotus bloomed at that time. Then the Sakhi said, Krishna, go and bring some lotus and give to Radharani, gift her. Then as soon as Krishna, Shyamju went, Lalju went and started swimming and took the lotus, immediately he found that it is Sakhi, it is not lotus. I said, what, your brain is gone? You are not able to recognize between Sakhi and a lotus? We thought you are capable of doing something, but you are capable of doing nothing. What kind of person you are? Come anyway, let's come. You are anyway gone. Then they said that, okay, now let us play. Then said, first, Lalji, you please hide. Radharani will catch you. So he went. Then Radharani, knows the fragrance of Krishna. So wherever Krishna went, Radharani followed the path and caught Krishna. Then they said, okay, now it is Krishna, your turn. Sakhis closed his eyes. And all the Sakhis were standing. So many Sakhis. Radharani did one time parikrama and went in between, inside the Sakhis. So Krishna also followed the fragrance of Radharani and started doing parikrama there again and again and again. I said, you have to search Radharani, you are just doing parikrama of ours. What is this? Find her, na? I said, I am not able to find. I thought she is here only and started doing parikrama of all the Sakhis, Krishna. I said, what? You are not capable of doing this also. They made fun of Krishna. And finally, seeing his desperateness of meeting Radharani, Radharani manifested in front of him. And both of them hugged each other and participated in intimate pastimes. Then what happened? This is the holy time. So Pandit Babu described how during holy also all the Sakhis divide themselves in two parties, one for Krishna and one for Radharani. And Krishna said, Sakhis, they are little slow or something, I could not understand. But Radharani does pichkari very fast, feels psh, psh, psh. Krishna loses there also. So he is always lost in losing, and in that he feels great bliss. So then Gulal, all the Sakhis throw Gulal, in that Gulal, no one sees anyone. So that time Radharani and Krishna, they become together again. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. All the wealth put together in this whole world, all the beauty, everything, just doesn't give me happiness. The only thing gives me happiness is your name, Radha, Radha. So he always chants Radha name. So he said, he is chanting, why can't we chant? We should also chant Radha name. And by chanting Radha's name, anyway we are getting purified, but people around, Kankan, everything is around, family, everyone is getting purified. So he said, please don't leave Radha name. Wherever you go, you please chant Radha's name, even 5-10 minutes. Next time when you come, I'll ask again. I'll take the report. He said, some people come to Vraj, they take Vraj, some people take Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan. Please take Radhanam and go. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Particulars of Rangadevi. Her kunja is dark blue, cloud-like in color, and that's where she hangs out. And Krishna goes in there
with
Radharani, and some of the seniors come there looking for Krishna and Radharani together. They look in the kunja and just see Radharani. Because Krishna is blue and the kunja is blue. He blends in with the background. Pretty cool. So he likes that. He likes that very much. He wears a red dress like this cat over here. Java flower, Ranga Devi. Yeah. Sudevi also wears the same. Her bhav, her Nayaka bhav is Utkantita bhav. That's not a positive one. Abhisar Utkantita Vasak Sasak. Three are positive, five are problematic.
Yes.
Getting stood up and all this stuff. Kalahantarita and
Kandita. Swadhin Bhatrika is.
That's good. That's
yes.
So that's what's going to find out about that one. She offers Chandan at her nature's Bhama Madhya. And in Gorlia, she's Govinda Nandan Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh. There's. Who are the Ghosh brothers?
Madhav Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh,
Vasudev. Yeah, he's the middle. What's the characteristic of Utkanta? What does Utkanta mean? Utkanta. What does Kanta mean? What is around your neck? Tulsi Kanti. And Ut means up. So you extend your neck, it's called eagerness, anxiousness. Utkanta Bhav. Radharani's in the kunja. First she becomes Vasak Sasika. She enters the kunja, decorates it, anticipates Krishna's coming, dreams about what she thinks what she's going to do with Krishna. Then he doesn't come for some time. Then she comes very Utkantita. Then he doesn't show up. She goes Kandita. So three different Nayaka Bhavas are happening just in one kunja lila.
Vipralabdha also, she is feeling bad that he's not coming.
Yeah, feeling bad he's not coming.
Then it becomes Khandita, when she sees...
Then he finally comes. Vipralabdha becomes Khandita. It broke all her hopes and broke her heart and broke her mind. All lipstick and bite marks and all. Kunkum and all. Crushed flower garden. Earring prints on his...
yeah, shoulder.
On his shoulder.
Prints on chest.
And footprints on his forehead. He's in bad shape. Unreliable servant of an unreliable master.
Yeah.
That's Ramar Gita. Radharani's talking to Bhavani. You came from Mathura for that black guy in Mathura. You're an unreliable shishya, an unreliable guru. No, he said. He said, you're unreliable servant of an unreliable master to the bumblebee, because he's crazy. It's called Chitra Jalpa.
All Jalpas are there. All are there. Chitra Jalpa, Prajalpa, all are there.
She has red rose colored garment clothes, but actually it's Java flower. What's called hibiscus. Her complexion is like lotus pollen, kind of yellow goldy, much like Chambakalata. She's 7 days younger than Radharani. She's very real, so she's notion of gestures, words,
yes.
Very fond of joking with Radharani while standing before Krishna. She knows. It's just copy and paste, I think. Shri Radha Krishna Gandhi, she picks his notebook, picks it, close it. Oh, wow, this is pretty cool. I had to stay here and learn, take your lessons from here. She is extra burning aromatic incense, carrying coal during the winter and fanning Radha Krishna summer. She can control jungle lions and deer. Runga Devi, her mother is Karuna, her father is Rangasara, her husband Vikrikshana, her complexion is Padma Kinjalchoka, lotus filament, yellow red. Her cloth, red is right, isn't it?
Tungavidya also same, almost here. Yes.
Java flower.
Yes, because both are same, Gurudev, Sudevi and Rangadev both are same.
We read Sudevi, right?
Yeah, Sudevi and Sunera we read.
Oh yeah, Sudevi and Sunera.
Padma Kinjalika, yes, same, almost same.
Okay. Her seva is Chandan. And her svabhav is Bhama Madhya. Moderately contrary. Her maidservant is Kasturi Manjri.
Krishna's
Kaviraj. And her eight rasa sakis, her Kala Kanti, Shashi Kala, Kamala, Prema Manjri, Madhavi, Madhura, Kama Lata, and Kandarva Sundari. She's very devoted to observing religious duties and rituals. She's an ocean of feminine gestures, poses, and glances. Watch out. You got coward voice out there. Watch out for those feminine gestures, poses, and glances. And she's very eager to joke with Radharani in the presence of Krishna. And she's expert in the six activities of diplomacy. That's four. What is it?
Sama, dana, beda, danda,
upaya. These are four or five. Wise logician. She's done austerities. She has a mantra which she can use to attract Krishna.
Every naika, like all the ashtakis can have all the naika bhavas.
Yeah, exactly. There's eight naika bhavas. And they can exhibit all of them. But one particular one is favorite one. And they can do, like we read one for each one, but they can have all, they can exhibit all eight. Radharani is Sridhina Brachika, but she's also a Vasak Sajak, eagerly waiting for Krishna, and Ukantita, and Viva loved it. She goes through.
In one night.
Avisara means running out of love journey. Then waiting in the Kunjas, Vasa means residence. It's called Vasak Sajika. Living in the Kunj, decorating, making the flower bed again, and decorating and thinking, oh, when he comes, I'm going to kiss him like this and scratch his back like that. He's going to scratch my back. And he's dreaming about how you're going to do it. And then he's, where is he? And she gets her Kandita eager, and it's late, then she goes, oh, lose her hope. Her Kandita disappears, becomes hopeless, and she just said, oh, the guy's about. And then he comes to the sunrise, hi!
Then Kandita.
He's got black lips. How do you got black lips? Kiss the goby's eyes. Got Kajal. Has red lipstick marks on his cheeks. And bites on his neck, and earring prints on his shoulder, and kumkum on his chest, and black dye on his forehead. He's in bad shape. And Radharani becomes
Kandita.
Kandita says, get out of here, you bum.
Then
she has Kalahantrita. After fighting him, she calls him back. So one night, goes through a lot of changes. The Manjris goes through all the same changes.